12. The clouds that obscure the sun of truth. Morning of Friday, October 27th. 4 Avenue de Camoin. The day is fine. The air is pure. The sun shines. No mist nor cloud obscures its radiance. These brilliant rays penetrate into all parts of the city. So may the Sun of Truth illumine the minds of men. Christ said, "They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven." Baha'u'llah said, "When Christ came for the first time, he came upon the clouds." Christ said that he had come from the sky, from heaven, that he came forth from God, while he was born of Mary, his mother. But when he declared that he had come from heaven, it is clear that he did not mean the blue firmament, but that he spoke of the heaven of the kingdom of God, and that from this heaven he descended upon the clouds. As clouds are obstacles to the shining of the sun, so the clouds of the world of humanity hid from the eyes of men the radiance of the divinity of Christ. Men said, "He's of Nazareth, born of Mary. We know him, and we know his brethren. What can he mean? What is he saying, that he came forth from God?" The body of Christ was born of Mary of Nazareth, but the spirit was of God. The capacities of his human body were limited, but the strength of his spirit was vast, infinite, immeasurable. Men asked, "Why does he say he is of God?" If they had understood the reality of Christ, they would have known that the body of his humanity was a cloud that hid his divinity. The world only saw his human form, and therefore wondered how he could have come down from heaven. Baha'u'llah said, "Even as the clouds hide the sun and the sky from our gaze, even so did the humanity of Christ hide from men his real divine character." I hope that you will turn with unclouded eyes towards the Sun of Truth, beholding not the things of earth, lest your hearts be attracted to the worthless and passing pleasures of the world. Let that sun give you of his strength. Then will not the clouds of prejudice veil his illumination from your eyes. Then will the sun be without clouds for you. Breathe the air of purity. May you each and all share in the divine bounties of the kingdom of heaven. May the world be for you no obstacle hiding the truth from your sight, as the human body of Christ hid his divinity from the people of his day. May you receive the clear vision of the Holy Spirit, so that your hearts may be illumined and able to recognize the Sun of Truth shining through all material clouds, his splendor flooding the universe. Let not the things of the body obscure the celestial light of the Spirit, so that by the divine bounty you may enter with the children of God into his eternal kingdom. This is my prayer for you all.